Hello, this is The Consumers. It is the Old Spice episode. I'm going to start with the big news. Greg isn't here.
He's gone, guys.
Yes.
Where is he? We'll talk about that in a minute. Look who's here, though.
The important
thing. Look who's back, baby.
We are here. Tim Convey, am here. Sean O'Brien is here. And filling in the big chair for Greg Warren, we brought in Brian Bates.
He's back, gentlemen.
Hello, folks.
Give it up for him. Give it up for him.
Is this the first time Greg's missed?
Yeah.
This is it, man.
Wow.
Historic.
Yeah. Very historic.
Historic. And when we found out that Greg wasn't going to be here today, you were the first person we called after Aaron and Dusty said no. So thank you.
Yeah.
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 And of course, Nate.
So much for being here. We didn't even bother. We don't have that number. No, you were the one that we wanted. Our first, other than a brand person, Aletha from Cheesecake Factory, is Brian our first repeat guest?
Let's see. Let's go to the scoreboard.
So it's Aletha than me. Okay.
Yeah. No. It's equal rank, buddy. Yeah. That is it. That's where we're at. This is a repeat guest with Aletha. Yeah.
First comedian repeat guest. Okay. Randy Cash confirmed that he, of course, our producer on the ones and twos today. So
threes and fours.
Let me just say, from someone who's on the Nate Land podcast, this is how it starts, guys. Comics get too big for their britches, and I mean. The good thing for you guys is it's not called the Greg Land podcast.
But we're consumers. Right. Yeah. We're consumers anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway you look at it.
You'll probably never see him again.
That is not true.
That guy's gone.
Before people start, he will be back next week with Greg Garcia. We're going to do TGIF is our brand. So Greg will be here. Something came up last minute, something good. And we said, buddy, go do it.
Yeah.
We'll get Bates in here.
Yeah. And all kidding aside, it's a big thing. We'll hear about it. Greg assures everyone he will be back a week from today. And when we didn't make that very clear.
Yeah. That's what Nate said too. Yeah. I haven't seen him since 2023. They have good intentions, but you know.
They mean well. No, we're.
Y'all going to do TGIF?
Yeah.
Yeah, to clarify, not the restaurant.
You mean like the TV block?
Yeah, the lineup. Because Greg Garcia wrote on several of those songs, and TGIF
shows
come up. Shows.
Yeah. There he is.
Randy, don't laugh at me.
Randy liked it, guys. There's your first one. We're 4 minutes in with the Randy.
Hey, man, Greg's not here. I'm nervous. Everybody take it easy. He wrote on several of those shows, and we've talked about TGIF on the pod several times before. And how we thought it was strange that, Sean and I were very familiar because we were so young at the time. And oddly enough, Greg, who was in college at the time, supposed to be out having the time of his life, knew just as much about TGIF as we did.
Oh, I was about to say Greg and I were the same, but no, like Full House and Family Matters. And
yep. And there were Perfect Strangers was involved. That dinosaur show was on for a while.
Step
by Step, but probably.
Like Nate's 46, and he loved all those shows because he was like junior high school. I was in college, so I didn't get into Urkel.
Yes, exactly. You were out doing things.
Greg,
Greg Warren, on the other hand, lots of TGIF.
He was locked and loaded, man.
All right.
He had his popcorn and peanut butter and his TV, and he was all in.
Every week, just a countdown to Friday. So that's what we'll do next week. Greg, again, will be back, but you're here. It was rather last minute, you coming, and I don't mean to put pressure on you, but it was actually Monday we found out. We shot last week's podcast and found out, Greg's not going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
We figured it out. Greg said, just figure it out. Whatever you guys want to do, whoever you guys want to have, we'll figure it out. I said, can we fly Bates in?
Yeah.
He said, absolutely. I need you to just take care of it because he was working on this other project. I said, fine. This was on Monday. It was the Monday after my long weekend of Ludo shows. I was exhausted. You can see if you watch that episode.
Yeah, you don't look good.
And so I said, hey, man, do you mind just go ahead and book what you can? We'll reimburse you.
Mm-hmm.
You hit me with a number. You go, hey, man, it's... Yeah. North of 750.
Yeah.
I said, no problem.
Yeah.
Consumers got this. Greg's got this. Greg comes over to my house later that evening and he goes, everything squared away with Bates. I go, yeah, man, you told me to take care of it. I took care of it. He goes, cool. I'll probably use miles to fly him in. And I go, no, you won't. Because I already green lit almost $800.
Yeah.
I used my round trip
ticket.
I got a free ticket from it.
Oh, you did?
No.
I'm so let's go with it, man.
Yeah. You'll get, but you'll get miles. You're
I
the big
get
winner.
Miles. You get the credit.
But that's what Greg's gets. He on the wrong day, he told me to take care of it. So anyway, we're looking for at least $750 worth of entertainment out of you today.
$763 to be exact.
Is that what it was?
Well, I think yeah.
Already worth it.
100%, man.
Already worth it.
Consumer's budget is through the roof.
Well, you know, I have a feeling we'll be having some meetings about that. But
Yeah, Tim might be gone next week, but let's not worry about that now. let's focus on the today.
Yeah,
let's talk about our hats. That's what we do in the show.
Oh, yeah.
We usually open up about hats. And this, I'm partially kidding, but I'm also not. So I do want to ask you, so this is... Obviously, if you can't see, I'm wearing, if you're on audio, the Brian Bates Fan Club hat. So let's just, I don't know about it. All I know is you have some passionate fans.
Yeah.
And I wore this hat one episode about 6 months ago.
Right.
And then I was like invited to like a group page.
Yeah.
That it was the Brian Bates Fan Club. And then like 3 months after that, it's like, hey, it's Brian Bates Day. Or I don't know what. They're like, show us... Show us some gear in your Brian Bates merch. And I was like, yeah, I played along. And yeah. I took a screenshot of me from the podcast with this on. They loved it.
Loved it.
Like, people are like, I'm a fan of this guy just because he's a fan of Brian.
Yeah.
So if we can deep dive into the genesis of what is the fan club and hat, I'm dying to know.
Well, I started it. And I spent $763 to get those hats printed up. And that's pretty much it. All right, next. No.
Love it.
Fans of the Nateland podcast that are fans of old breakfast here and a couple in particular, you know, you just need one or two diehards to get the ball rolling.
Sure.
And the guy who started it also had those hats printed up. I don't know how'd you get one?
I stole it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. When we were in Nashville.
Yeah. We taped a few episodes at the Nateland offices. That was around what you spilled something on yours?
No, I just had sounds ridiculous. I had a hoodie. I don't know. It wasn't color coordinated.
Oh, yeah.
My hat, I didn't like the hat that went with the hoodie.
Right.
So there's, you know, there's merch and everything all over that office. And then Adrian's like, here, you know, and I'm like, oh, perfect.
Yeah.
And then what? You know, I'm thinking about it. And then I ended up, I'm like 2 days later, I was like, oh, I took it.
He was thinking about it.
That's great.
That's true.
Would Sean O'Brien strike you as someone who worried about color coordination in his outfits?
Well, in fairness, I think I'm doing a bang up job today, man.
Well, not hard today.
Yeah. You know, I match pretty well. So. And what is breakfast? I don't know what that. Why it's is that a inside joke thing of like? We went today, by the way.
People,
well, I mean, you were very. You didn't behave in a manner that I was like, oh, I need to. He needs to be coined with this name. Breakfast.
Worthy of a nickname, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you ordered, you ate.
Sean took me to a St. Louis staple first watch.
Yeah.
apparently, he did not know that that's a national chain.
You really didn't.
I knew. No, I didn't know if they were.
You're going to love this place.
I know. I mean, I just didn't know they were. I didn't know. I know they're regional. Like, I don't know if they're in like L.A. Are they all over the country? First watch.
I mean, certainly more than it's certainly not a local place. I mean, they have them in Nashville.
All over the place.
Yeah.
But the first watch, the one we went to, it's like there's just three things. Just the service is good. The food is good. Everything's fast.
I agree.
That's all. I don't care about any like doesn't even have to be unique to the town I'm in. Maybe I'm a grouch. Maybe I'm just not fun anymore.
No, but when you're traveling, when it's somebody like Brian's traveling, you know, he's like, hey, this is the place we go. This is the cool, good, you know, it's nice to have something a little bit local that is recommended. You don't want to roll the dice on a local place, but if you have a friend like he does in you, you know, he wants to taste a little local food.
I do agree. And I thought I was a little against the clock. I was kind of like, I don't want to roll the dice in something I'm not familiar with. And what if it stalls? Like I was going to do Uncle Bill's.
There you go.
And I'm like, then they closed, I thought, or something. I don't know. Somebody said they closed.
No, it was great. And Sean Pay, thank you so much. For that. I guess Greg probably ended up paying.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
100%. Oh, he's getting a Venmo request.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But he's getting a Venmo hit for it.
We go up, you know, this is first watch, you go up and pay at the thing.
Right, at the end. Know,
and we go up there, and she's like, it's whatever. And Sean just starts staring at the credit card machine. And I'm like, does he have like a chip in his brain or something that just... pays or whatever. And after like 30 seconds, him just staring at it, he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. I still don't know what happened.
Here's what happened. I'm a cash tipper. as much as I can. I leave
all
camp.
The time.
Not all, as much as I can.
Okay.
As much as I can. And I, you know, I left the 10 on the table. And, but then I, so in my head, I was waiting for it to say add tip, like in the set, in the screen.
Yeah.
So what you, but that does not work. You scan your card first, then it rings, and then it goes add, you know, 15%, 20, 25.
Okay.
So I was, that's all I was doing. I was just staring at like, well, where's the tip section to prompt me because I was going to hit no tip. Which that also upsets me that it says no tip because it's like, no, but I did tip.
Right.
But I hit no tip. But so I'm telling them, I'm like, listen, I tipped. Like, let's get one thing real clear right now, lady. There's a tip on that table.
You left it at the table, yeah.
It wasn't 30 seconds. It was to the point where me and the lady behind the counter, we made eye contact with each other. Like,
he's not wrong.
Like, what is he doing?
How long then? 90 seconds?
47 seconds over under.
I don't know.
But it was
They made eye contact. Yeah. Bates distances himself.
I was looking at him, and then I shifted my eyes at her, and she was looking at me like, is he all right?
It was bad optics. There's no bones about that. Welcome, I was just staring at the screen. So.
Welcome to life with
Sean.
Thank
you so much. You picked me up at the airport. Took
we
me
love
to breakfast.
You, buddy. We
I really appreciate
you.
It.
And so I know it. Did we get to the answer of the breakfast, Bates?
Oh, I'm sorry. So on our Nateland podcast, it started with someone, when we first started, and no one knew who I was, someone... a commenter accidentally called me by the wrong name. Mm. And it was something, I can't remember what it was now, but it started with B. And then, you know, Nate made kind of fun of it or whatever. And it just became a life of his own. As you guys have so many inside jokes on here, it just started to become a life of their own. And everyone started calling me by every B name they could think of. Bullwhip, Bed Bath Beyond, you know, Barnacle, whatever. Yeah. Still do that. But one of them called me Breakfast, and Nate loved it. He's like, Breakfast, oh, that's the best. And with Nate's endorsement, you know, everybody wants to start calling me Breakfast.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So they still call me by a bunch of different names, but Breakfast is by far the most popular one.
Yeah, I like it. And it rolls off. There is something that just, it's got a nice ring.
Breakfast Bates?
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it's like,
yeah,
it's clean, rolls right off the tongue.
It's a good like a touring comedy name too. Like
yeah.
Breakfast Bates coming to your town, right?
Yeah.
I haven't completely leaned into it, but I think I'm about to start.
Let's get that. Get that on the poster. Last time you were here, we did Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
Famously, the Chips Ahoy episode
that
people love. And when I was going to get product for this, the Old Spice episode, I ran into some Chips Ahoy's. There's a new limited edition kind now. So I thought, Brian's here. He's a fan.
Oh.
Let's do these. Have you tried the Stranger Things Chips Ahoy yet?
I have not.
Oh, let's look at this. We're getting right in there.
Looks like kind of a red velvet thing. And I know this is unique, but Greg's not here. We're going to do what we want today.
Okay. That's right. All right. Limited edition.
This limited edition exciting. Stranger Things. You know, certainly with the Halloween season, I suppose.
I'm going to get in there.
Sean, you want to be a part of this?
Yeah. I mean, why not? Let's just burn the house down again.
Okay.
Bring it
over. There we go.
Stranger Things. Do we know we have a release date yet on that?
I bet it's I don't know. Mm-hmm. Are you a big fan? I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not so much of this, but
you don't love this? What's in there? What is the
Juniper?
Randy from the top rope
for the win. Yeah. I'd say it's fine, which means it's terrible.
What is that? Not good.
What do we got here? Filled soft coat. Yeah.
I mean,
you guys call it what you want, but it's
black and red. For those who can't see, it's it looks cool, but I can't identify the candy substance in the middle here.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Strawberry flavored filling.
Okay.
So it's strawberry. Okay.
It's not great.
Thank you so much for thinking of me.
Yeah. Sorry, they're not great.
No.
Anything else exciting you guys been up to the Nateland world, or you're on the road a bunch? Things are going well.
Yeah, things are going well.
Has being on the consumers kind of changed the trajectory of your career at all?
Yeah, that's a good question. How was the bump? You know, you get that
consumers bump.
Yeah, it's you're talking an extra 7-8 people probably per show.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take whatever I can get. 7 or 8 people. There's a lot of shows I do that don't have 7 or 8 people. So
you're welcome.
I'll take it. You know, on our podcast a few weeks ago, Aaron Weber made some random comment about how he's a man of the people. And boy, did we get the comments from people saying, that is not correct, sir. Mr. Sean O'Brien is a man of the people.
Wild, man.
Yeah. So they let us know.
There need to be multiple. There can be multiple men of the people.
I agree.
There can. Especially representing two different podcasts.
100%. Yeah. 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 You could, Aaron could be that.
But I kind of feel like if you were to pick one over there, because I watch most of their episodes, I honestly think it'd be Bates.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who else has got a fan club over there? I don't see a Nate fan club in there.
There's a pretty big Nate fan club. Man. It's a
hang in there,
in different ways.
It's a very large company.
Yeah.
It's got a sign on the wall. I'm wearing a hat.
Yeah.
You know, Nate's done a lot.
That kid's going
to
make it.
Yeah.
I wasn't so much trying to diminish Nate as I was just trying to make him feel and look
Thank
so good
you,
with his hat. That's the angle we were going
I
for.
I really now. Do appreciate you wearing it. People pointed it out to me.
Yeah. And actually, it's a pretty comfortable hat.
It is.
So. Yeah, I'm jealous. Yeah, you're Team Bates. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Sean, I thought of one. I did want to share. You were unable to make it to the Ludo shows. My band's big Halloween weekend was last weekend.
I'm the worst.
Greg got sick of me talking about it, but I cut it off. But I did have one thing. I was going to bring you your backstage pass, by the way. First of all, since you didn't show up,
I know. I deserve it, man. Yeah. It's just terrible.
I'll give it to you. It's all right. All my good friends were there.
Yeah. No, I know. I didn't make it. I had all this family stuff come up and I threw Tim in the grease.
No, you're all right. I feel bad. But it was fun. So one night, every night, pretty much every Ludo show ever, we play this song called Good Will Hunting by myself. It's about a guy who watches the movie Good Will Hunting by himself to sort of lament this relationship.
Based on Greg.
That's TGIF by himself.
Right.
And there's a big sort of crescendo in this song. And when it happens on stage for years, in the olden days of Ludo and even now, I will often take water, put it in my mouth. And when this beat happens, I will spit the water up in my mouth. Yes, exactly. Right. It sort of evaporates. It looks so cool in the lights. And it's a fun moment. Everybody wins. It's great.
Especially during COVID.
Yeah, I know. I had to cut back a little bit.
2020.
But in my head, it all turns into vapor. So we're talking about this. The shows were Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, somebody's mentioning that. And the drummer, because I go up on the drum riser and I do it. And he goes, yeah, you know, when you do that, it all comes down on me and on my cymbals. I'm like, no, it evaporates. He's like, no, it doesn't. It gets me every single time. And then after it happens, I always have to wipe off the cymbals because they're not mine. And cymbals are, you know, prone to rust or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I felt so bad. I'm like, I had no idea. I'm doing this for years. I have no idea. So Sunday show rolls around, right? We start playing that song. And I think I'm going to try to make Matt laugh. So like that moment is coming up and I get the water in my mouth. And I'm going to go up, stand on the drum riser like I normally would. But this time I'm going to let it dribble out of my mouth when that beat hits to try to make him laugh. Right. So it happens. I put the water in my mouth. I prance up there like I normally selling it completely like I'm going to do it. The beat hits and Matt is not looking up. He's looking down. So I don't know what to do to try to get the laugh. So I hold it for a second, and then a beat later, he looks up at me with kind of a smile on his face. This makes me laugh, and I laugh and spit the water directly into his face. So I had these great intentions of being like, hey, man, I'm never going to do that anymore. This will make you laugh. We'll share this moment.
Right.
And instead, spit it all right.
Yeah, just go back to the old way. I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry I said anything. You're making this way worse.
Wow. And then the two of us laughed for like three songs about it. Like couldn't.
Well, I'm glad to hear you found it was funny.
Yeah, he did. He's
a good sport.
Guy's been getting spit on for years. So
yeah. I just think it's funny that you're kind of like me. Like you like to win an argument a little bit.
Me?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'm just thinking of the fact that the guy's like, hey, it's getting all over my, equipment. And you're like, no, it's not. And it's like, well, in what world, what does he gain by telling you that, and that's not really happening?
You're right.
Classic comedy's like, I know what I'm doing here. Hey, all right, I got
to
figure it out.
I wanted to believe. It's so awesome. It's such a, it feels so good, and I think just looks so cool in the lights that I wanted to believe that, yeah, but it's okay. We're retiring in.
So what were you really doing when Greg said goodnight and you weren't ready to come back on stage?
The magnets, Brian.
The
magnets.
Is that really what it was?
Yeah. Okay. I was setting up the magnets and the consumer's march. We got a whole line of things now. And that is what I was doing. That Toledo Funny Bone is you're quite a bit outside of the showroom. Uh-huh. And you can't hear it all that well. And I mean, I probably should have been there, but you know, the Magnets looked great that night.
Yeah.
And so did the t-shirts and
yeah.
You know, I don't appreciate him calling me out. But I think he looked like the jerk.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, no, it's classic Greg flipping.
I guess the show's over.
Yeah. You got merch, Brian, right? You sell after the shows?
I do. Yeah. I sell a couple of shirts. One that just says "Hello, folks," which is one of our catchphrases on the podcast that Nate attributed to me. And the other one's the Breakfast Club.
That's so good.
That's perfect, man. Yeah.
Now there's a very, very, very popular podcast called The Breakfast Club.
Oh yeah.
So I can't just claim breakfastclub.com, but I can at least do a shirt where referencing the movie. It's the silhouette of Judd.
This thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, at the end, right?
Yeah. And it says, "Don't you forget about me." Normally, audiences still do, but I try to encourage them to remember me.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I like it. Let's dive into the brand. So last time you were here, we did Chips Ahoy.
Yep.
Greg, before you came in, did what we call the pre-interview here on The Consumers, where he asked you for any brands that you'd be interested
in.
You contracted your wife to make this list.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, she sent all old guy stuff. It was Bengay. I think Depends was on the list. And we couldn't remember whether Old Spice was or not, but we figured old, at least in the name of the product, probably appropriate.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, he said it, man. Not me. I'm just sitting here enjoying the show.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a fan of Old Spice.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm a big fan. It's almost all I've ever worn in terms of deodorant.
Yeah.
Other than I had a dark phase, I was going through some things, and I tried a Gillette gel. But you know, we've all been there.
Yeah.
That was maybe just a year. But other than that, exclusively Old Spice. I'm a fan of the brand. The brand story is incredible that we'll get into. But I do the aftershave as well. And I'm not afraid that, like, body wash, I think I'm always just kind of like whatever's around. But I've certainly have used this before. And now that I purchased so much of it, I think I'll be using it for a while.
Yeah, dude, you're set. You got 3 years. You're caught up.
Here's I don't want to get ahead of you.
No, research, go ahead.
But my impression of Old Spice is, even when I was like a teenager, it's kind of corny. It's the back of it here. I'm looking at the back. It says, "If your grandfather hadn't worn it, you wouldn't exist." That's a great
hilarious
sales pitch.
Randy's never heard that before.
Randy
liked it too much.
He loved it. Let's clip it.
You're in for some big ones because a lot of comedy involved in Old Spice. So buckle up, Randy.
But it was always what your grandfather wore, and then they've kind of changed their image now.
Yeah.
And it's not like that anymore.
We'll get into it. But that what you very well just summarized the whole story. So thanks for watching The Consumers. But that is it. It's this old classic brand that kind of completely reinvented itself with a nod to its heritage. And it's been just gangbuster since then. Like it's pretty impressive. But neither of you guys wear it regularly?
I have a travel kit. When I'm on the road, which I don't know if you like you guys, I have the necessities, toothpaste, all that stuff in my bathroom. And then I have a travel kit to throw in a bag on the road.
Yeah.
And the, whatever reason, the travel bag has Old Spice.
It's a good way to say only do Old Spice when you're traveling.
I kind of like
that. What's your day to day? What's your regular, what's your Nashville brand?
it might be Gillette. What was it you said before?
It was like a gel.
Oh, I don't know.
It was a cool.
I honestly don't even know for sure.
It's just kind of whatever's around.
Yeah, I think, well, it depends. I mean, you got a couple categories here. I mean, are we talking body wash? Are we talking deodorant?
Deodorant. What kind of deodorant do you wear?
The deodorant. Yeah, man, I kind of go, I think I'm degree.
Degree?
Which degree? 390?
Boom. You can't miss today, guys.
You've been consumed.
You've been... Wine logic. Degree, yeah. I'd say, deodorant is like kind of whatever's on sale. By the way, it's
really
no bargain
that
lately.
Shocks me.
Yeah, because it's not like, you don't want to be like, deodorant is really to keep, well, a couple things, keep you dry.
I guess when you're wearing as much cologne as you are, it doesn't matter what
bingo, man.
Deodorant
I mean, that's
is.
What we're talking about. Like, I'm not doing myself any favors by loading up on like, look, if it's got a nice scent to it, I'll pretty much go with it. But yeah, I've never had, like when I was younger, man, like some deodorants I'd have like a bad reaction.
Me too. That's why I can't switch. That's why I'm shocked when people say, oh, it's just kind of whatever's around or on sale because it'll affect my skin when I do switch or take a week off or something. You know, I got to use something else because that's not around.
Well, apparently there's some, and I'm not claiming it's Old Spice, but some deodorants, like a selling point, they'll say no parabens. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what a paraben is. I don't even think I'm saying the word right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like P-A-R-A-B-I-N. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess parabens are not good. So sometimes I'll buy like a Tom's. Mm-hmm. Tom's Natural.
Yeah.
But then it's like $15. And I don't, you know.
Yeah, you might as well.
Just buy a suit.
Put some sidewalk chalk on your underarm. I mean,
I think Tom's supposed to help because don't they claim that some deodorant can lead to Alzheimer's? I'm not joking.
Wait,
about this.
Say it again.
Oh, did I say it wrong?
There's no bit there?
No. There's no bit.
No, I know what
he's
talking about.
The way he lit up when he said it, I was like, what am I missing?
Well, no. And I think Tom's is supposed to be all natural.
It is. Prevent. And then there you go. So now we're talking parabens, you know. Preservatives, chemicals, and what is it? Bacteria.
I'll read it. Parabens are a family of related chemicals that are commonly used as preservatives in cosmetic products. You know,
and I'm not just, general. You know, it's not so much I'm not a paraben guy. That's what we're getting at, man.
Paraben.
Yeah,
I did not know that about you.
Yeah, yeah. I stay away from, you know, it's very Greg Warren. Like mm-hmm. his witch doctor style.
That's his new merch. Sean O'Brien, not a paragon guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they sell.
Yeah, we'll showcase it. It's December 1st. So yeah, man. I mean, when it comes to that, and I will say, I guess ideally you should be using for deodorant wise, antiperspirant are not great. It's not healthy, I guess, to have a non sweat deodorant.
Why is that?
A natural
because the aluminum is a whole thing. Correct. I mean, we're going on a place.
We're going deep in the woods here.
Yeah, I think that's what Lisa Alzheimer's. Can you look to see if that's true?
I think Brandy, he's right.
What's that? Do some deodorants
antiperspirants
lead
to? No, I think I do. It's ringing a bell. And frankly, there
it
with
you
me
it right there.
There it is.
With me, I may have forgotten because I use an antiperspirant.
Yeah, and that's. I think he's onto something.
And there's no conclusive scientific evidence linking them to breast cancer or Alzheimer's disease. However, some individuals may experience skin irritation. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. So it's out there.
It's at least
out there. I'm not claiming it's true.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just claiming I didn't make it up.
You know, I'll go with it. I mean, I don't know if we get sued, but
we post this podcast and it's a thumbnail of Bates and it just says deodorant
warning
to you Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and Craig watches it like, what? Yeah.
What happened?
We didn't tell people where you were.
That's right. That was part of the rules.
Look at these numbers, man. The engagement is crazy. Look at all these comments. I think we're on to something. Let's start out with the history. Old Spice, started by a guy named William Lightfoot Schultz. He owned a cosmetic and fragrance company based in where else? New Jersey. Around 1937, Old Spice was founded. So here's the deal. This guy, it was a pretty big company called the Schulten Company. They were providing cosmetics, fragrances all over the place. And a buyer at this store, Bullock's, which was a department store in Los Angeles, told him, hey, there's a big trend. It's the emerging popularity of colonial American style furniture. So colonial American style was all over the place. And a lot of that was brought about, or at least... best evidenced in Colonial Williamsburg was a thing kind of late around that time in the 30s. Colonial Williamsburg launched. You guys know much about Colonial Williamsburg?
Yeah, I've been there.
Tell us all about it.
I'm just a little surprised even that long ago was already becoming like a trendy, because, you know, things need time before they kind of become trendy.
Like this show.
Yeah. We keep hearing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's Colonial Williamsburg. I mean, it's near the Jamestown colony, I believe. And it's one of the earliest, colonies. It's
community back there when it was the, what do you call them?
Where the settler,
the 13,
the colonies.
Colonies. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And basically it is, maintained and looks just like it did way the heck back in the day. So all these, wealthy people got together, including John D. Rockefeller Jr. Ever heard of him? A guy named W.A.R. Goodwin.
Moo.
War Goodwin was this dude's name. Yeah. And they restored this thing. Late 1920s, they started working on it. And Williamsburg, I guess, had been the capital. Then it moved to Richmond. Mm. Anybody correct me if I'm wrong about any of this. And then Williamsburg, kind of the businesses and stuff were depleting. And I guess this was kind of a way to bring back Williamsburg. Is they're like, what if, you know, it's like a little time capsule. This, mm-hmm. It's 300 acres. So it's all these kind of city blocks and walking around. It feels just like it would have back in the colonial days. In fact, a lot of the people who work there, they're all costumed just like they were back then, 18th century. And they'll use colonial grammar and diction. Wow. So I guess you have to audition to work at a gift shop and your audition is talking colonially.
Oh, man, that's got to be tough to punch out.
Oh, like to go home?
Just saying, like, yeah, if you got to basically, not method acting, but that could be a long day of.
You're in character.
What if you are an aspiring actor and you're a method actor and you just come home to your wife? How was thou a state? You know, you're like, come on. You make $5.50 an hour working in the gift shop.
She's like, babe, where are my keys? He's like, keys? I have a horse you can borrow. I could see that. Anyway, so it was this trendy thing. So he thinks, okay, people are into this old colonial American style. What if I launched an early Americana themed cosmetics line?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of interesting, right? That like you wouldn't think that they were ahead in cosmetics, but I guess just that sort of culture, that's how he wanted to brand it. Yeah. So that's what he did. So the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York at the time had this big collection of early American objects. He went over there and kind of got some inspiration and started doing this package design. The first scent, though, was for women. It was inspired by his mother's potpourri, and it was called Early American Old Spice. It launched in 1937. It was for women. It was well received. And so therefore, they came out with Old Spice for men in 1938.
You know, you think the name, from a marketing standpoint, maybe not the best.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I mean, just to break it down to brass tack. Old Spice. Like, you're going for something that symbolizes a nice smell. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess spices smell good, but I don't know. Just having old.
Just the word old.
Is just an odd choice. It's usually a
negative connotation.
Thank you, Brian. See, this is what I'm talking about. I get a little bit of help
yep.
when I need it the most. Because yep. Tim's kind of, he's getting ready to argue with me. Yep. I can feel it. I can feel it coming over the table.
I'm not.
I just tell you, it's an interesting choice of names. Clearly it's worked because it's been around
Because it's been around since we've been born, it's hard for me to separate it and think about hearing it for the first time because mm-hmm. Old Spice to me is always the red bottle, the ship, all that stuff. But I guess you're right. And the old thing, as we'll get to, kind of, you know, eventually sort of caught up with them. So it went well. They started making even other stuff. Soap, aftershave, lotion, all marketed with a nautical theme. Sailing ships in particular used for the brand's packaging.
Still to this day.
They still got the ship. We got a lot of product on set. You can see the ship. The ship has changed. But originally, the packaging, it was the Grand Turk and the Friendship. Those were the boats that they went after in the very first.
Do you know why?
Why those boats?
Yeah, why even the nautical theme?
I think that was part of the Americana, right? Because the colonies being on the coast.
Yeah, yeah, arriving and there on the coast. Okay, that makes sense.
I guess so. And I guess those are old kind of colonial style boats. The original Old Spice bottle, originally made from pottery, was designed to look like a buoy out at sea. Sort of porcelain. I guess they made them in Belgium and it was colored with Egyptian sand. I don't know if that was the case right from the beginning, but it's that it is. That's iconic to you guys.
100%, right? Man.
Okay. Did your dads use Old Spice? Mine certainly. Oh, they both did.
Yep. Yeah, dude, it was a staple.
Okay.
I mean, I think, you know, the baby boomers, they still do. And I'm sure. Oh, they're spicing. That's exactly where I picked it up from. And I remember they had a weird little cap.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to that, maybe?
No, I mean, you're right. So the ones I got kind of the spray kind, but you still get the, in fact, the one I have at home, because I'll throw that aftershave on, like Brian, only on the road. Mm-hmm. it's got that little...
Like silver plug little thing in there. Like, I don't know, it's like a shape of a stop sign or something.
Yeah, so. They changed it. Let me see here.
There it is.
The plastic bottle's a cap. Its color was changed from light gray to white in 1992. So it was owned by this the Schultz guy in that company, putting it out for a long time. Mm-hmm. Old Spice became the aftershave for generations of men, especially post-World War II. During World War II, American soldiers needing to protect their skin from infection after shaving on the battlefield. How tough is that?
Mm.
They were issued Old Spice aftershave. So like so many brands that we've covered here in just a short period of time, you see how the war affected the culture and affected a lot of these brands.
Yeah.
Things that the soldiers were doing overseas and then they kind of brought back, they got really used to it. So when they got home, they kept using Old Spice because they liked the crisp, clean, masculine scent.
Question. Now, at that time, was the competition market pretty thin? Or were we not really...
That's a great question. I mean, it seems before long, like I said, especially after World War II,
right.
They were sort of leading. Obviously, there were other products. I did a little bit of research, like aftershave, stuff like that had been around forever. I mean, I'm not gonna bore you about the Romans.
Do you think guys use aftershave as much now as they used to?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know that. I use it and I don't shave. So I just kind of like put it on. It's sort of like not exactly as intense as cologne,
uh-huh.
But it's a little something more than just putting deodorant on.
Huh. Yeah. Well, the ironic thing is the aftershave for me, when I was like, if I would use my dad's Old Spice, it burned. I'm like,
it's strong.
This is defeating the point. Like
the aftershave.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm already a little,
red, irritated.
Blistered, irritated. And then I put that on. It's like, ah, and I'm like, wait, this is supposed to do the opposite.
The Home Alone thing, right? He puts on the aftershave.
That whole bit was because he was like, oh my gosh, I'm acting like my dad.
He was the man of the...
Just
Home Alone, Kevin McAllister famously gets left in Winnetka, Illinois, Chicago suburbs, because his family's gone. And he's the man of the house. So that's starting his day and the razor and the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was at that moment where he's doing the pat of the face.
Yeah.
That it all hits him. He's like, I'm running the show.
No, it's that it burns his skin.
Oh, okay. I took it the other way.
You took it as it was more of an emotional response.
Yeah, I thought he was just like, man, I'm paying the bills. I'm doing grocery shopping. Milk's falling on the ground. Things are chaos.
I guess I was a little confused too, because
thank you, Brian, again.
He didn't actually shave. Right?
No.
So why would his skin be burning? Just
well, if you put some of that on right now, you would feel it.
Really?
I disagree.
Do it right now.
I just always thought it was crazy.
Bring it over.
Razor.
Grab it.
Sure.
Do it. Randy, do you want to weigh in here? Am I wrong? The iconic scene in Home Alone where he puts the aftershave on and he goes, ah, which is the, just one of the most iconic scenes, I think, in movies. It's because he feels the aftershave, right?
How I always took it also, because I remember like the old school, I tried my dad's, remember that skin bracer stuff? But it might be before your time.
Yes, same thing. Randy, I got gotcha.
It was burned like fire, dude.
Yeah.
Sean thinks the kid is having an emotional existential crisis as he realizes that he's an adult now.
Now, let's slow down. I wasn't saying that with conviction. I honestly really wasn't sure which way they were going.
Mm.
I thought it was him just like, yeah, what we're talking. Like
I was
like,
never sure because I've never put on aftershave. Unless I actually shaved when your skin's a little irritated. So I thought that's what usually led to the burning. And again, just kind of like TJF, in my defense, Home Alone came out, I believe, in 1993, 1992, something
right
like that.
Right in there, yeah.
Again, I was in college. Yeah. So not that that's a kid's movie, but it leans, like I haven't seen Home Alone a million times.
I don't want to take this podcast in a different direction, but
dude, take a chance.
How hard were you partying in college, man? It's like the world was happening you didn't even know. What were you up to, Bates?
Guy is at Time Watch Home Alone in 91.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Oh, 1990. That's 90, the year I graduated high school. So,
yeah, that's when it started for
That's when it started, baby.
Where did you go to college?
Party school.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Middle Tennessee State University.
Now we're tussie. That was it. That's
legendary.
The Blue Raiders, baby.
Love it, man. Blue Raiders, yeah. They kept you away from film, TV, all that stuff.
The world
I've
was
seen
turning.
Home Alone, but
Bates had no idea. Just out every night.
Do you don't ever even remember it.
Do you ever go to class?
It was blacked out.
Did you put some of that on?
Well, no, that's the cologne. I need the...
Is?
This is classic cologne. I need the... I want the actual aftershave if we have it.
Oh, that's on me. I thought I was buying. I thought I was buying aftershave.
Oh, if Greg were here, to hear that you screwed up, man.
I know. That's very embarrassing.
You
for me.
Idiot, Tim. What? You had one job to do. You couldn't get it right.
Oh, you're right.
Unbelievable. Where the display's a mess. Where are the snacks? You're fired.
There was a comment on. I'm a big fan of the consumer, so I follow your fan page.
Thank
you. I appreciate
you,
man.
Thanks.
There was a comment that why does Sean always take up for Tim?
Oh, no. I just saw that.
Greg,
it was Tim taking. Why is Tim always?
Oh, take up for Sean.
Yeah, and I'm like, he does?
Greg, which one of y'all is Tim's? Which one's Sean?
Randy!
Randy
liked it.
The hits are all
I didn't want to ask on
air,
but...
We're not 30 minutes in. He can't take it.
I'm confused.
It hit him late, but he liked it.
Wow.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm Tim. He's Sean. Greg has perpetuated that because Greg thinks that we team up on him. He thinks we're supportive.
Yeah, he thinks we're in collusion, that we have to... Every show, we gang up on him. Mm-hmm.
But not, is that true?
Of course. But the bottom line is we don't want to present that to him, and then he'll know.
We're also both, we're reasonable people, and Greg can be a little unreasonable. So I think that's what he's like, this is so crazy how you support each other. It's like, no, we're just not.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it just he nailed it. That's what it is.
Greg-esque.
That's so real quick, this is pretty much, it. I mean, it's just the spray instead of the dab from the 80s, you know, the one that I was using with my dad.
Yeah.
I mean, identical smell.
Does it take you back?
It does. And I don't love it.
You don't love it.
The scent is just, it is heavy, man.
Wait a minute. Let me see that. Let me hang on. I got the box right here.
One spray of this is.
Oh, I was afraid of this.
Wow.
We got a bad batch.
Can I smell it?
Please, Jordan, treat to yourself.
It'd be weird if you said
we got a bad batch.
Spray it right in the middle here, Bates, so I can be a part of
it. Oh, don't worry. It'll sneak over, man.
It will.
You're not going to spit on me, are you?
Yeah. It'll go in there. Just let it marinate. It'll happen.
If you're listening,
it's so light. Let me
see. If you're listening, we're just spraying Old Spice all over the place. Oh, you're doomed, dude. That's 12 to 18 hours.
I think it's fine.
It brings back bad memories for you?
I like it. I like
it. Oh, no. It's just that the smell is not exactly one of my favorites.
Right. So that's the clone. I prefer the aftershave scent, which is similar, but I don't know.
Just very heavy.
What? Alcohol. You think this is heavy compared to your stuff?
All right.
Wait, let me fill Bates in. You know, Sean is a big fan of this Creed cologne, and we did a whole podcast episode.
Yeah, I just rode in the car with him.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. And,
you don't have to tell me.
Any feedback is suggestion and welcome on this episode.
I'll take an Uber.
He collects it. He trades in it. He invests in it. He's got
a new batch in yesterday.
Famously over $6,000 worth of it.
I don't. It's just... Never. There's a difference between value and what I paid. Yes.
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 Yes. Cologne.
So it's like.
You don't flip houses. You flip cologne.
I flip cologne. Yeah. I'm not flipping houses. It's for the birds, man. If you guys want some real money?
That's where the money
is. Get in a scent game.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
This episode's for you then.
I understand that too. Just, I mean, the price kind of reflects. This costs what? $8?
Yeah. 10, 12 maybe.
This is. 6 ounces, which would be two full bottles of Creed, would cost about $1,400. So the $1,400 one does smell a little nicer than the
$8
one.
You said that this was like heavy, and I mean, this is nothing compared to
Creed. Fair enough. There's an alcohol-driven scent or something to it that's just, it sits on me a while.
Interesting. Okay.
That's what it does.
Well, we got plenty more scents to get to, and we will, but we're gonna stick with this.
Can I jump in?
Sure, Sean.
Did my car really smell like cologne today? Or are you just saying that to me? Because I did give a couple extra sprays because the old, Personality Plus isn't here today. So I did load up.
Personality Plus.
I love him. That's a joke. He knows I'm kidding. Was the car neutral, or were you like, ooh, something's happening in this SUV?
No, in between neutral and something bad's happening. I could smell it. I knew that something was going on.
I thought you were going to say in between and something good's happened. So,
I made note of it. I was like, wow, we're getting into Old Spice quick.
Not as bad, not like full bad, but definitely heading that way.
Hang on. You noticed as soon as you got in?
Yeah.
You thought, oh, he's pre-gaming for the Old Spice episode.
This guy is dedicated.
No, it's a coincidence.
He's a method podcaster. This guy is good. Then he goes, it's my girlfriend's car. I was like, your girlfriend?
Yeah.
It's not even yours.
Nope. I'm not going to subject you to the Camry, the 2012. Oh. You don't need that aggravation. So at any rate, yeah, it's a little heavy, but.
Well, we'll smell some more stuff. Okay. But so at that time, the advertising, they started doing well immediately, especially post-World War II. The advertising leaned heavily on nostalgia and reliability. So even then, the nostalgia, not of the beginning of Old Spice, but on that early Americana stuff, through the 1970s, 80s, the Old Spice was the smell of grown men. It was masculinity. It was the nautical theme. In the 1970s, actor John Bennett Perry father of Matthew Perry from Friends.
That's right.
His dad starred as the sailor in the Old Spice commercials.
Wow.
So it's that classic masculinity. Nothing about, you know, and we'll get into this, nothing about women or attracting women, not a part of the thing. It was simply about sailors and fishermen and, you know, that type of stuff.
Doing men stuff, right.
Now, this is why I'm very glad that Greg is not here. Old Spice, just crushing it. And then in 1990, they were purchased from our boy, Mr. Schultz, by a little company called Procter & Gamble.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
It's an inside job, folks. This is and remains to this day a Procter & Gamble company. If you've never listened to the podcast before, you're just showing up because Brian Bates is on. Mm-hmm. Greg Warren, our co-host who is normally here, he worked for a long time for Procter & Gamble. He is very loyal to all things Procter & Gamble, whether they used to be Procter & Gamble or are currently. They grabbed it in 1990. Things were going well. Procter & Gamble screwed it up.
Is that right?
What'd they do?
Well, honestly, it wasn't completely their fault. Competitors started coming in, but just some of the changes they made. This was June of 1990. They modernized the formula and packaging, but kept the scent DNA. They just started changing some things.
So they changed the batch.
They changed the batch a little bit. What's DNA?
Yeah.
It's like it leads to Alzheimer's. What do you mean, what's DNA?
They kept the scent DNA.
That's a phrase. It's not literally like the DNA. It's like
they're basically
their line was like it smells the same. Yeah, we changed some stuff, but it smells the same, and it probably did. I mean, I'll take their word for it.
Probably means we use these 15 ingredients to make it. Now we're going to use 13 out of 15, and maybe change one or two things.
Yeah, something like that. Changed little things about the packaging, but no big deal. But in the 1990s, started struggling. It just became associated with, something your grandpa wears. They tried
partying.
That's when you were partying. Deodorant wasn't on your mind.
Yeah, man.
No.
You were being a Blue Raider.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Blue Raider.
I probably drank some of this cologne back then. It just started being seen as dated. They tried to modernize, but all their attempts felt bland. They were still leaning too hard on heritage. The market perception was that Old Spice was just something that was on your grandpa's bathroom shelf. And that's probably my dark time when I got into the Gillette gel. It just looked cool. And I was like, this is cool.
Yeah.
They started eating it pretty bad. The other thing that came in is competitors to the market. Axe.
Oh, yeah.
Axe body spray just beat them up so bad.
Yeah,
Axe
yeah.
body spray turned everything upside down. They successfully catered to high school and college students by showing regular guys getting good-looking girls in the commercials. That was the thing. Nerds, losers would spray this stuff on. And then, the supermodel. And like I said, Old Spice had never kind of acknowledged that idea, which is interesting in the scent game.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, it's such a part of women's perfumes and stuff is this the sort of attracting people and do it because your guy will like it. All of a sudden, hadn't been a part of this. And then Axe comes in with this really cheap, foul-smelling stuff, but great marketing. It hits Old Spice pretty hard. They're like, all right, we got to change some things. Around 2008, P&G decided to reposition Old Spice for younger men. They got an ad agency called Weedon Kennedy. And that may not sound familiar, but I promise you their work does. These are the guys that came up with a little something called Just Do It.
Oh, wow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Not familiar with that phrase, but I'll take your word on it. Was that in the 90s?
Yeah, you were partying too.
Guy was getting
he missed Nike.
He was a Reebok guy. He doesn't know what he was wearing. He might have had Keds on.
Yeah.
Leave him alone. Guy's a Blue Raider.
Yeah.
That's right.
If Just Do It meant get me to the next bar, then that's what Bates was thinking.
What was before just do it?
That's a great question.
I feel like that should be an automatic.
Randy, you might have to look.
I don't think
you might have to get a Randy involved on this.
You might have to look that up. What was it before Just Do It? Probably like run faster or very like
God. That, all athletic. I associate with Nike is Just Do It. Even like as a kid in the 80s. But okay, we're pulling it up.
Before Just Do It, Nike did not have a single long running catchphrase. Instead, it used various campaigns and slogans. One notable pre-Just Do It campaign was I Will, which started in 1982, focusing on the dedication and personal resolve of athletics.
That's pretty good.
I Will is fine. Just Do It, really.
Yeah.
It's strong.
Yeah.
So Whedon and Kennedy, just again, powerhouse ad agency, comes in and they start a massive rebrand around humor, confidence, and absurd masculinity. The company, Old Spice, previously had just said, hey, we're just going after these older people, ages 40 to 60. And they go, we need to hit that 18 to 34 year old range, which is, you could imagine the challenge with a brand like this that's so based on sailboats and soldiers and fishermen and this just old heritage. That's what it's all about. So this is a huge risk. It speaks to how poorly things were going.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. So I mean, I guess we don't know the answer to this really, but I mean, Old Spice is like, all right, nobody's buying this. It's not because it's a bad product. It's because we're just not marketing right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to, I mean, again, we don't know, but I mean, that's probably what they're thinking. They're like, it isn't the product. We're just not getting it. We're not getting it to the right people to go and buy it. Hence the ad agency.
Well, and it turned out that, I mean, they were right. And I think it's the case with most. Some of it's like, oh, this product. Listen, Axe in particular was not a better product than Old Spice. It was cheap and kind of gross smelling. So I think they did, you know, was there a world, and this happens with brands sometimes too, where what they came out with is just better than ours. Then it's like, yeah, we got to reformulate. We got to come up with something else. But they knew it. We're getting crushed by this advertising. Right. Our product is actually better. So it's part of what makes this brand so cool is that they shifted completely and, you know, came out on top.
Right. Okay.
It took them a while to actually nail it, to do some of the fun things that we know of them doing today. But in 2008, they came out with Swagger. So that was kind of going right at Axe. Swagger, obviously, we think about, attracting the opposite sex. That was the beginning of this whole thing. In 2008, Will Ferrell was in a commercial where he played Jackie Moon, his character from Semi-Pro. In the commercials, Will Ferrell calls Old Spice the finest street legal antiperspirant you can get outside of Mexico that's not poisonous. So they kind of started that that personality stuff.
And it's a little bit similar. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No.
Similar to
Old School.
No, not old school. Ron Burgundy.
Anchorman,
yeah. Where it wasn't him. I think it was Paul Rudd's character had that cabinet.
Yeah, Panther. Was it?
Oh, yeah.
And some of the phrasing was similar to that.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And it's like not exactly street legal. Like the whole.
Yeah.
Very Will Ferrell on brand.
Yeah.
I think, I could be wrong, I think that's when they started the, if your grandpa didn't wear it, you wouldn't exist, which again is acknowledging attracting women.
Mm-hmm.
Smell like a man was another thing. So it was like still masculine. I mean, it's such an interesting thing at the time. Just maintaining the masculinity, but also saying, hey, it's masculine and stuff, but you can also be a little funny and goofy is kind of the road they started going down. Smell like a man, a younger packaging, sense like Swagger and Champion also came out at the same time, paved the way for the next big leap. It was confident, self-aware, and sort of ironic.
They had to be fun. You know, I asked earlier about who their competition was. You know, I think Brute had to be at least for an aftershave.
Yeah.
Remember that green bottle?
Yeah.
It's one of my nicknames on our podcast.
Is that right?
Brute Bates.
Brute Bates. Breakfast Brute Bates.
Yeah.
Checks a few boxes.
I like it, man. Randy laughed. That's seven today if you're scoring at home, guys.
I think you're right. Brute.
I think it was Brute. That band Brute was good luck. I mean, that was. We put it on charcoal to help light the briquettes back in the day. That's how
product.
It was not.
Yeah,
it was just bad. I'm sorry, Brute. I wish you the best. I'll hit you up on Twitter. I'll try and get some free stuff out of you, but I can't support you.
It's a regular part of the podcast. He just sticks it to Brute. We put 5 minutes aside.
Hit him. Wait to get my thoughts on Stetson.
Oh, really?
Buckle up, gang.
Mad at Stetson?
That's the best a man can get.
This is where it starts to get fun.
Is that right?
That was their slogan. Which is, they're taking some chances.
Oh, well, that okay.
Stetson?
Stetson's slogan was, I'm right. I think I'm wrong.
Gillette. Who is
Gillette, yeah.
You remember the brand from last week?
Yeah, that's why it's in my head. Yep. No, I don't remember. I'm
starting to learn why Greg's not here.
I messed up. Not Stetson.
Let's just Gillette.
Dude, let's just do the information. That's why the people are here.
No, I want you to sit in this for a little bit.
Stetson, that brings back old memories.
Yeah, Gillette. I don't know why I'm thinking of Stetson. There was an ad with Stetson, and I believe Tom Brady was the spokesman for Stetson at one time.
I don't believe anything you're saying.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I think of Stetson. I think of Cowboys.
Yeah, they did. They had that, but I thought they had a funny slogan, and
maybe they did.
And Stetson wasn't bad. I mean, that was one of those like you, but they were more just cologne only. I don't know if they were aftershave. So
I don't trust.
Sorry, Tim. I know you're getting railroaded here, but
I'm not.
This is what we do.
Keep it under your Stetson.
I was way off. Hat. All right, I was.
That's the hat.
Yeah,
that's the hat. Who knows?
Oh, anyways. You're right. That's not the cologne.
All right, I'm getting back to Old Spice because this is where it gets fun.
All right. You got the floor. Go nuts, Nate Land.
They're moving towards shaking off the grandpa perception. They know it's time to do something drastic. They did some market research for this whole campaign because they're good. Hey, this is the direction we're going. Yeah. And they found a very surprising statistic. 60% of men's body washes and other such products were purchased by?
Women.
60%, folks.
Wow.
So they take that and they go, okay, we're going to take this right to the bank. They found their new target customer and wanted to start a conversation between couples about body wash to convince women to stop buying men their lady-scented products. They're like, okay, we're losing off to Axe for these the kids, right? The high school and college single guys who are out there, you know, whatever. But also, as you get even just a little bit older, the women are buying the men these things. What if we can speak to them a little bit?
Yeah.
Also, in this big conversion with men, there was a 2010 New York Times article I read. The big question was, can Old Spice convince men to stop using bar soap and start using body washes? It was considered like a body wash was a feminine thing at that time. This is 15 years ago. And you kind of go, oh, yeah, I kind of remember. Like, it isn't something you even would have thought about.
Right.
Yeah. Until they came in and kind of changed the game.
Kind of like the loofah.
Totally.
I mean, 20 years ago, as a guy, if you're using a loofah, people are like, yeah.
Are you loofah?
Going through a dark time.
You using a loofah?
All day, man.
Really?
Oh yeah,
I don't.
What do you use, a washcloth?
I don't even use a washcloth.
What do you? Oh, you just go on the hand and just let it rip?
Yeah.
Boy, you're taking a lot of chances. Like,
that can sneak up on me.
I'm also heavy, so like my reach around's not great. Like of getting. I'm just saying, just certain angles.
Let's see. Let's see how far you're.
It's not good. It's like the upper center back is kind of tricky.
Filthy.
Like. It could be.
But you just loofah that stuff right off.
Yeah. You put it on your, what's it called? This brush, and then it can stick it so you can get the back.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how you do it. Yeah. So I'm saying I'm very pro loofah is the point of this.
Pro loofah.
Yeah.
Loofah, if I'm not mistaken, best a man can get.
I'll go with it. That's their, that so. And
instead. Used to be in a band called Loofah.
Yeah, really?
I love their old stuff. So,
it was great, Bates.
Yeah. I applauded it.
So they're like, whoa, here we go. Body wash, women, that's who's buying. What can we do? So instead of paying millions for a commercial for the 2010 Super Bowl, Whedon Kennedy, that agency, made a calculated decision to not go head-to-head with the competition. Instead, they premiered the commercial titled The Man Your Man Could Smell Like on YouTube and Facebook. This is in 2010. This thing is a masterpiece. It is Isaiah Mustafa. Does that ring a bell?
Do you guys know who
that is? He's also known as the Old Spice Man. Well, this was the first one. It's incredible. It is 30 seconds long. It is a single shot they did with a bunch of different camera tricks happening mm-hmm. all around him. It is so funny. And
good
if you think about
style.
It.
It's on a horse, I believe.
He ends up on a horse. And the last thing he says in this commercial is, I'm on a horse. It's just wacky and funny. He's shirtless, charming, self-aware, and insanely quotable. Smell like a man was the tagline. The ad broke the internet before that was even common. It's him, 30 seconds straight, changing outfits mid-sentence, and he made body wash sound like destiny. He's talking to the women. He says, look at your man, now back at me. Now look at your man, now back at me. Your man isn't me, but at least he could smell like me. And goes on and on. And that's the whole idea is like, he could smell like me if you want. It's so funny. He's walking on a boat at one point and it just was, it changed the game. It, you know, broke the internet, as they say, before that stuff started happening. It was the biggest marketing shift in their history and it paid off more than they could imagine. According to P&G, the campaign returned some overall impressive numbers. On day one, it got 5.9 million views on YouTube. Day two, it had 8 out of the top 11 most popular videos on the internet. Day three, 20 million views, and Old Spice eventually became the number one all-time most viewed brand channel on YouTube.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's crazy. 1.2 billion earned media impressions. I mean, it's a 2,700% increase in Twitter followers, 800% increase in Facebook fan interaction, and 300% increase in website traffic. That's all.
I need to hire this ad agency for my comedy career.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear what they've come up with.
I wonder what they cost for something like that. But yeah, can't talk enough about the whole Mustafa campaign. And then they just started not only cranking out more spots with him, but they got very, very interactive. They released hundreds of custom YouTube response videos where Mustafa was replying in real time to fans, celebrities, and even brands. They got him, the old Spice Man. You know, shooting videos, actually commenting back at people, all in that, you know, the that character is so funny. He's cool and smooth and quirky, and they just blew the thing up.
Yeah. What do you think Axe is doing now though, at that time? They're like, oh, darn.
That's a good question.
Darn. They got us.
I know Axe is still around. I certainly don't see commercials like I used to, but I think maybe they're probably still focused on very young. Right. Like when you start wearing deodorant, wear ours.
Yeah.
A little interesting fact about the Old Spice Man.
Yeah.
when the Tennessee Titans came to Tennessee, they were the Houston Oilers. Mm-hmm. Now they're Tennessee Titans. For 2 years, they were the Tennessee Oilers. Did you guys know that?
When they first moved, they were Oilers still for a little bit. I don't remember that.
One year in Memphis and 1 year in Nashville before they became the Titans.
Okay.
That was Isaiah Mustafa played for the Tennessee Oilers.
I didn't realize that
he was on the team.
Played no pro, he was way. A part of the thing. Yeah, I knew he was a football player.
NFL football, yeah.
He's so good.
You should play for him now.
No kidding.
I could use it.
Yeah, they're not great.
Well, Mustafa and his horse. Yeah, he's great. They expanded that universe. They went full blown into it. And again, they never lost still that classic thing. And the grandfather line that's on there, I think is such a good, it's funny and quirky and acknowledges the whole attracting the opposite sex, but also,
a tip of your cap to the old.
Yes. Yes. It's brilliant.
Yes.
Terry Crews joined the ad universe screaming, flexing and exploding through walls. His campaign was smell is power. It was loud, chaotic. Everything was exploding. Somebody said every ad looked like it was directed by someone on six energy drinks. Terry literally yelled the product names while riding a jet ski or flexing a tuba. They leaned fully into it. The absurd self-aware humor, parodies of masculinity, over the top energy, you know, the Eagles would come in, the names of some of these products. And we've got some of them. I mean, in addition to like a Superman scent and a Batman scent, they have, let's see here. Wolf Thorn is one of them.
Yeah.
Sean thought you were going to help me out on these.
Oh, don't worry. I got involved last time.
All kinds of crazy, you know,
Dark Knight,
silly, very masculine names.
24.
So maybe grab a couple of these, Sean, and we can do some smelling. Oh, maybe my favorite thing.
Let's hear it.
Kept doing things, kept getting funnier and funnier, lots of meme stuff. And then they expanded the Old Spice universe. Do you guys remember Mom Song?
I don't think so.
It was another viral sensation.
Is it from the 90s?
They just got... No.
Yeah, he wouldn't have caught it anyways, if it was.
2014, very weird, very quirky. It's basically moms lamenting their little boys growing up. And they sing this very weird song. He's going to play it. You got to watch some of the visuals. These moms are singing that they bought their son Old Spice, and now he's become a man. And basically in saying that, it's he's got girls all over him is the whole idea.
Of course. Of it.
Which is speaking to those young guys going, I want to hang out with the girls. I want my mom to regret it. Isaiah Mustafa still around. Terry Crews still around. They did a big 2020 Super Bowl spot. Smell ready for anything is another one of their, taglines they're using now. Mom Song was a part of their campaign. Smelcome to manhood. Which again is going over going after the really young Axe people. Today, Old Spice remains one of the top men's grooming brands globally, still owned by Procter & Gamble, and still has all kinds of weird, crazy advertising. It's not just aftershave, body wash, deodorant, shampoo, body spray, etc. Let's smell some of this stuff.
Well, our guy, the comedian Deion Cole, he was their spokesman for a while.
Yes,
still is.
Still is.
Big time comic, Deion Cole.
Deion Cole's in a lot. His stuff is real funny too, and kind of a different vibe. It's not as
I think
quirky.
His angle is like his girl is taking his body wash.
Yep.
He's like, you've been using my body. Like, it's so good that I feel like that's what they're kind of trying to go for.
Emma uses Old Spice, my wife. I'll say it.
Sure. Put it out there, man. She'll want to delete it, but that's fine. Ooh, what do you think?
You want to smell Wolf Thorn?
Bring it over, buddy.
Wolf Thorn, by the way, aluminum free. Check that out.
Uh-oh, I fumbled. Oh, this is the classic, so I know what's going on here.
Smells like that. I could eat it. It smells great.
No aluminum, really guys. Good. That's another one. No parabens, no aluminum.
There was a joke.
Oh, that's good, man. Yeah.
It was a very hacky joke. I don't know if it was from a movie or just a bunch of comics would say it, but it was when the Spice Girls were big and there's Scary Spice and whatever. And when I was like, you'd be Old Spice or some variation of that.
There's a one of the things I came, I guess Johnny Carson was like, isn't that David Beckham's girlfriend or something?
Wouldn't have been Johnny Carson because...
Well, it's that Johnny Carson. As I'm saying it, I realize, yeah, you wouldn't think they would have overlapped.
I think it would have been Jay Leno.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, I think
Johnny Carson and David Beckham, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't think those timelines would have added
up. So Tim screwed up, guys. That's what he's saying. Just like I did with
this guy after college, though, man. He got just by the book.
Yeah, yes, sir.
With pop culture. Yeah,
got scared straight.
Sean, you want to grab some of these things so we can smell them? You said that one was good enough to eat. There's a snickerdoodle one. They do holiday seasonal ones. There's like a peppermint one. I'm going to try some of this Fiji Total Body deodorant spray. I'm thinking coconut. I'm going to give it a shake. I don't know if you're supposed to do that or not.
Sorry, guys.
I'm going to do it right here, babe. Let's do it. Can you handle that?
All right, man. Let it rip. Yep.
Counterclockwise.
Oh, wow.
Give it a whiff.
I like it.
Let me ask you a question. How does that make you feel?
I like it.
Good.
It makes me feel good.
Good. Oh, yeah. I can catch it over here. Mm-hmm. Better?
It's pretty good.
A plane ride home is going to be good.
Do you want to do one?
You're going to be crushing it, man.
I'll ask you a
14D.
What else? I'll ask you a fifth time to help me with the sense. Do you want to try?
I just did, dude. What do you want me to try? I've already tried this. It's a good one.
This is Batman.
Batman and Robin.
The Dark Knight scent.
Ace and Gary.
It's good.
All right. Yeah, see, yeah. I mean, they're doing their job.
It's good, yeah.
They're doing their job.
Did you do Superman yet?
That's the last one I haven't touched, no.
Man of Tomorrow.
You come in smelling like super.
I'm going to come home tonight. My wife's going to be like, why do you?
Where were you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm who like, is she?
Honey, it was for the podcast.
I know. Those are all pretty good.
They are good.
Yeah, really. The only one that's still kind of, it can be a little aggressive is the Old Spice original.
Sean, would you mind grabbing the snickerdoodle that's over on
for a sixth time?
Up front there. Could you check that out, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Where? Oh.
Right there. You got it.
All right. Let's see. Good. Yeah. Regulation.
The food sort of cosmetic sense I'm not particularly into. I don't love that idea.
You can't even smell anything with that.
Really?
Compared to those other ones.
Yeah, it's a little mild. But
man, you're right.
Which one is that?
Snickerdoodle.
Mm.
Anyway.
Bizarre name.
But yeah, I'm a fan. I'm gonna use probably all this stuff that we got.
Even the classic?
Oh, I wanted to bring this up too. They got rid of, I think this was a Procter & Gamble thing. Famously forever, the deodorant was in that round stick and they got rid of that. I guess it was too expensive to make. So it's all that, but I missed that. And if you look.
Yeah.
On this classic one, it says, there's a picture and it says original round stick formula. And there's a picture of the round stick on here. Yeah.
Where's the picture of the round stick?
Right here.
Where's it? Right here. Oh.
Original round stick formula.
You're right.
So it's the same thing. But I saw there's a thing on the internet about like you can still make a round stick, especially if you have the canister.
Yeah.
And all you do is you take that out, you put it in a bowl and microwave it, then stick it back into the regular thing and maybe put it in like the refrigerator. And then you can like if you're just dying to have that round
you
stick.
You really want that.
But I miss the round stick. I got to be honest. You have a favorite scent that we've smelled?
I really liked Wolf Thorn.
Wolf Thorn is nice.
What is that? Like, what are they going for there?
It's just like comically masculine names and imagery is what they do.
I see the wolf, mm-hmm. And then it seems to be, I don't know if that's oranges.
It says, no, orange meets a grapefruit, wants to be a peach. A lot going on there.
There's a lot going on. It's good.
Okay.
All right.
At least have expiration dates?
That's a great question, Brian.
That's why I'm here. You pay me the big bucks to fly in.
Well, we could pull a Cheez-It.
Greg wouldn't have thought to ask that.
No, you're absolutely right. He'd still be yelling at Sean over the stupid Stetson comment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those full body sprays too, which is that's kind of the latest thing where people are beating them up is these sort of new brands that are like, you put it all over. They have them for men and women. It's a lot of YouTube advertising and sort of influencer advertising. And so now the big guys, Procter & Gamble, Old Spice, going after that, saying, yeah, you can put this all over your body. What's their slogan?
Yeah, man, it would be...
Gentle from your pits to your toes. You like that, mate?
It's good
stuff. That's good stuff.
Well, you got to thank that marketing agency.
I put change the life over there.
Anyway.
At O&S. Should we do some comments?
Yeah, let's dive in. Let's see what people are talking about, man.
Okay, any final thoughts on the brand out of you, Sean?
Yeah, honestly, outside of the original, I mean, I'm just calling it down the middle here, which I'm not crazy about. Everything else is definitely something I could live with. The body sprays, you know, it's just because I'm not going to go against my creed.
Yeah, I get
it. And my creed. So that's why I wouldn't use it. But I would support somebody else using it. So, and the body wash, that's what I use right now in the shower.
Is Swagger?
Yeah, literally probably that exact one.
That's a big bottle.
I want to smell this.
It's good.
Ooh, it smells real good.
Yeah, dude, treat yourself to a loofah. Put it on.
Best a man can get.
Yeah, that's what I spilled in the car.
That
is it.
You know, I'll take it. Cedarwood, that's what I'm wearing right
with
now.
With about a gallon of Creed on top of it.
People are starting to come around on it. You know, really make it proud. Wait till this cruise. You're on the cruise, right? Of course.
Yeah.
That's like bananas. That's, what are we, 3 months away?
Pretty soon.
That's going to be fun.
What a Super Bowl weekend.
And if you want to go, sorry. It's all sold out.
It is sold out.
Word got around. Bates was on it. All sold out.
They put it in his fan club.
How much fun are we going to have on that thing?
I'm sure you guys have talked about this, but if the Bills are in the Super Bowl.
Oh, dude, it's over.
There could be an issue.
I for Sean?
I think Sean will make a scene. And
yeah.
I think if the Bills went to the Super Bowl, I'm on that shit. I hope I would be pleasant where I would interact with other. Like, I'd be so focused on the game. Where I hope I would be like maybe commercials. I would like, you know, I just, so it just would be insane. I honestly, I don't even care if they lose the Super Bowl. And that sounds nuts because they are not good right now. Bills are like actually a bad, but they're a fraudulent team.
It's going to be so fun and busy on that thing. All of my football teams lost this past weekend, but I was at Ludo and I just didn't even, you know, I like check the scores at the end and whatever
I'd go nuts. I mean, I don't think the Titans are going to go to the Super Bowl. Brian, I'm sorry.
That's a shocker.
Man, it's such a bummer, too, because it's like every team, you're just going to go through those periods as a fan where your team is just going to be slipping and then bad. We're kind of dealing with the Cardinals right now to some degree.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a run where like the Cardinals just made the playoffs every year in baseball. Like the years I lived here, I should say. From 2006 up. I think they maybe missed three playoffs.
Right.
And you're just like, well, that's, we just go to the playoffs.
Right.
Like, we're going to book comedy schedules around the playoffs because the Cardinals are going to be in, and then they're just not going in. And you're like, yeah, dude, this is what, tell that to the Rockies, the actual team, not the actual ones. They don't go. I mean, so then you're like, okay, this is what.
Yeah, the Cardinals are like the most stable franchise in baseball, but you guys have had a couple down years, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Things are rough. Times are rough.
But things are rough, and then you look at teams like the Dodgers. It's like that whole lineup is like third and eighth hitter is our best player.
Yeah,
it's not so. Go Blue Jays, by the way. I'm sorry if that's rude, but I'm rooting for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I will say the thing about the Cardinals being bad, and then we'll get into some comments. Is I enjoy the postseason a lot more because typically it's like they were knocked out in the first round or something like that. And I'm so bitter, I can't watch anything. Right. But starting my season knowing we're not even showing up, I really enjoyed this year's postseason and this year's World Series.
Exactly, man. You don't have to have your hopes and dreams crushed.
Yeah. So. Let's do some comments. These comments mostly from the Gillette episode. Gillette, of course,
is the best the man
one of the best that the man can get.
I'm dumb.
We appreciate your comments on the YouTube channel. We appreciate your comments on Apple Podcasts. And you can also email us anytime at the consumer's email, which Sean has is, of course,
theconsumers390@gmail.com.
gmail.com.
I will try. I apologize if you've written some, for some reason, like they'll spam random people.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's not a big deal. I just have to go into the spam folder and look. But like, I don't know what, how algorithms work with emails, but they'll just randomly, some will be in the primary folder. Yeah. Some will go in the spam. Not your problem, my problem.
Yeah,
I'll be better. I try and get back to most people.
You can overcome it.
Okay.
Mike Tucker, 2817, said, that's okay, Sean.
Oh.
This is regarding your whole Rain-X situation. Sean put Rain-X on the inside of his windshield and created some issues. You can give us an update on that in a minute.
Sure, but
Mike said, that's okay, Sean. There are some Rain-X products that work on the inside of the windshield to prevent fogging. We use them in damp places like Florida. It wasn't stupid, and you probably just applied it in full sun. That was the problem, and that's why it fogged up. Team 390.
He is 100% right.
Wow.
It was full sun. I already told the story. I put it on the outside. I don't even know why I use Rain-X. I have a 2012 Camry. Like, who cares about water repelling off the windshield? Like, mm-hmm. That's my worry. I have a dent in my door. Like, that is, you don't need Rain-X when your doors are dented. And I'm like, yeah, well, I might as well just top it off. I think my brain just like, it's like Windex. And then I just got through it and then it's bad, man. It doesn't come off. It's like Old Spice. It's going to be on you a while.
So what does it do to your car?
The Rain-X repels rain.
I know what it's supposed to do. What does it do when you put it on the inside?
Oh. I really thought you didn't know what Rain-X is.
Yeah.
It like just
created. What does it do to a 2012 Camry?
To a 2012 Camry with a dent, it puts a nice haze on the inside.
All the time?
And it looks like it was on for a good week. And I tried. It's finally off now after probably about 25 scrubs of anything I can think of. Goo goo gone. And
try some of this Bear Glove body wash.
That might be the plan.
Yeah.
Get the stick going.
So it only lasted a week and it's back to normal. Brian didn't notice it.
Well, I got the Nissan out today.
Oh, dude.
I don't let Brian's not going to ride at the Camry. He doesn't need that. He's A-list.
Yeah, he's a $750 plane ride.
Dude, where's the guy's getting $800 plane tickets. Yeah. You think I'm going to let him pull up in a $400 car?
Absolutely.
Greg wrote me. I sent him the, we had already talked about it, but then I sent him the thing, and he goes, cool, are you putting him up at the Ritz?
Yeah.
And I said, no, I've booked him massages at the Four Seasons, so he's just going to stay there. It's warm.
He asked me the same question.
Yeah,
and I said, yeah, but only for two nights.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I talked to him last night. I know we already hit on it. It just, he goes, that convey. And I'm like, hey, man, you know, here's the good news. This just, like, all my five screw-ups, they just added up. That's Tim just got five in a row with that one.
I'm
off the hook for a good couple days.
I'm proud of it. I don't care. He asked me on the wrong day. Bates is here.
And
he's delivered, so.
Yeah, delivered, and Greg's rich, so I don't want to hear it.
Up next, Organic Peanut Butter Hippie said, hey, guys, I was at the All Ages show that Greg and Sean did in Lexington. The show was great, except for being ridiculed by Greg the whole time for eating organic peanut butter. At the end of the show, he had people come up and talk if they wanted, and I went up and told Greg that it's not right to make fun of hippies like that. But I couldn't help myself from stuttering. I think that was because of the smell of Creed on Sean. It was way too strong. Anyway, great episode. Huge fan of you guys. Keep being funny.
Nice. We appreciate them going to the show. And truth be told, you know, you can't. Greg's got allergies, allegedly. So you can't wear the stuff on the road.
Lexington is a great club. It's tough to know which aisle to go up.
Dude, I'm so glad you said that. I mean, four for four.
the hits
just keep coming.
He's messing with you.
I didn't know he listened.
I'm a big fan.
I didn't know you. The guy's party.
He's a huge
con fan. He might be 90s Bates still. He might be out,
I'm a con head.
Yeah, he's a con head. Oh, boy.
At least he didn't say country club. That'll get him going.
It's a different thing.
He does not care for it.
Mm.
Julie Culp, 1609.
Oh, this is amazing. I already know.
I appreciate the birthday shout out. Sean often will share birthday shout outs.
Yeah, we share birthday
on the show. I appreciate the birthday shout out, but it was supposed to be for my husband, Jesse. Not reading the emails fully for the birthday shout outs. It feels very on brand for this pod. Love you guys. Will you read my birthday on the live podcast on the cruise? I'll be there February 7th. You'll probably mess it. I think you called him the wrong name. Not only was it, it was crazy. You called him Frank? Where did Frank come from?
Because that's the town they live in. Frank, it was like Franksville. And I'm writing to my notes and hey guys, I didn't, look. I admit it. I'm not whatever the word is you're looking for. Right? I don't know.
On a related note, I want to wish Topeka a very happy birthday.
There you go, buddy. Yeah, take the reins.
Kevin Daly, 8221, said, I normally only listen on Apple Podcasts, but I had to come check the video to see if this was recorded in Nashville because Tim was so on fire this episode. I'm notoriously, I'm hot when we go down to Nashville because I get full night's sleep. So I'm much funnier when we record in Nashville.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but I guess I was good on this one. Also, Tim, is there any chance you will put up your Nateland Showcase song on Spotify for all of us to enjoy it more often? Kevin, so glad you asked. It's already on there. Yeah. So it's on Spotify. I got two tracks on Spotify. Convy and Bowers, which you have to look. It's not under Tim Convy. Convy and Bowers, which is, of course, me and Kevin that performed at the end of the Nateland Showcase, which you can watch and you should watch along with Sean. We played the song Chiropractor on there. So Chiropractor and another song called This is the Vegan Ice Cream Song are both on Spotify, wherever you get your music, under Convy and Bowers. So thanks for asking, Kevin.
So Kevin's your burner account. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Good to know.
Yeah, man, he's... Guy's slick.
It's real. I don't know, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You have a burner account?
I have a few.
I believe it. Austin Adams says, we'd read a comment that day about somebody who was like, I was a manager at Dairy Queen at 16. Austin Adams said, in regards to that 16-year-old manager, when I was like 22, I took a job working at Domino's. Halfway through my first day there, they made me a shift manager. By the end of the first month, they made me the assistant manager. Then less than a month later, they made me the store manager. Roughly 3 months later, they fired me for not knowing what I was doing. Being that I was at no point ever trained for anything, I thought 3 months was a pretty good run. Surprisingly, that Domino's closed down about a year or so later.
Exactly, because, yeah, he got let go. I mean, you can't, it's all, it crumbles from the top. That was our man.
That's a great comment.
I love that, yeah. O'Fail said, O'Brien, I need your help ASAP.
Oh, boy.
Gillette had hands down the best body wash in the entire world. Hands down.
Okay.
Out of nowhere. Yoink. They yanked them off the shelves. I guess they thought they would stick to their roots to get out of the body wash game. There could have been health concerns for all I know. However, I found multiple businesses clearancing them and wound up with 12 bottles to get me through the remainder of the fiscal year. Sean, we need the logic and the why.
Yeah.
P.S. Make sure they honor the only correct answer is a relaunch. The people have spoke.
Love it.
Can you help them out?
Take. Yeah, I guess. Did we talk about that last week? About Gillette getting rid of.
I don't know. Maybe it's a particular one because I would think Gillette is still cranking those things out.
Yeah, I never remember them being in the body wash game. But yeah, it's a fair question. I mean, I'll hit them up on Twitter.
Yeah,
that's what I do. I can, you know, start asking away.
Speaking of hitting people up on Twitter, Daniel Owens, 1876, says the main takeaway from the Gillette episode is that I'm now emotionally invested in an Otis hat.
Is that right?
We did an episode on Otis elevators.
Brian, I told him.
Sean got us some merch and it might be the... I'm not going to say it's one of the best selections of merchandise we've gotten from a brand.
That's what I was telling you, man.
That's what he was telling me.
I was like, dude, they're crazy.
I thought he was exaggerating, but
no, it's true. Just you need a cooling towel. I don't even know what that was. Yeah, you just wet it and then you play golf and throw it around your neck.
Otis sent you a cooling towel?
Yeah, big neon.
Why aren't you sharing any of this stuff?
Well, for one,
we know who needs a cooling towel.
Yeah, I run hot, guys. We had it here, and
his
you guys want to
reach isn't great.
Go ahead. Keeps the Rain-X off.
Yeah, he's not wrong, man. So what it came in, I should have applied the towel.
Yeah.
By the way, I've been kind of mentally tallying. He just hit the $763 with Boom. That with that line.
That's why.
Good night, folks.
We got there. Take class, guys.
Yep. Really good. Carter Barnes 61 said, "I like the recently received $2 bill with the salmon shirt, but could you please frame it by itself?" Like the first dollar received at a business. Respect. Possibly Overton can sign it when he gives Sean his job back as a busboy.
I like that. I'll even take the busboy too. But he's got to put me back on the books. Bates, this is ridiculous.
I don't know if you caught it. No. David Overton is the man who founded the Cheesecake Factory.
Whoa.
Sean famously years ago worked at the Cheesecake Factory. He was let go. We now have a relationship with the Cheesecake Factory. And David Overton himself watched our episode and gifted Sean that $2 bill.
Really?
Because Sean loves $2 bills. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I enjoy. Way to go, Sean.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, you just go, you know, get a job at the Cheesecake Factory and get terminated. You know, open so many doors.
Yeah, it does.
That's what happened to me. You get $2 for it.
Yeah.
The boy don't play said, Greg, I don't want to be one of those guys who talks about shaving a lot. Also, Greg, let's do a whole episode on shaving.
Before today?
Yeah.
What's that?
Like, he's saying that.
In that episode, he was like, you know, those guys who like all they talk about is like their special razor. They get these like boutique razors. They're the same guys that are into bourbon and stuff like that. And he's like, I don't want to be one of those guys. But then we
kept talking about it.
Yeah.
And then we have a whole episode today. Right?
Yeah, another like we're hitting it. Kevin Deering, 4704, said it's funny to hear a man claim about certain guys who enjoy shaving with an old school razor that shaving is 40% of their personality. especially when that man's personality is 90% P&G products, 10% college wrestling, and only as of recently, 0% commenting on the attractiveness of women.
Oh, man. We went pretty long today. We didn't hit that yet, so not bad. Hour 20 in.
So I've picked up Greg has a habit of commenting on women's appearance.
No, it's not that he's doing it any over. Here's the thing. Had Greg from the beginning, anytime that commentary was necessary, had he always said like, oh man, she's hot or something like that, no one would have noticed. He always says, she's a very attractive or
very pretty woman.
Very pretty woman.
Yeah,
it sticks out.
Yeah,
so people
yeah.
are like, so now, and he's horribly self-conscious about it. Yeah. So I think had he always just been like, oh, that's a good looking.
Right, yeah. right,
but he,
right.
Because he was never self-conscious about it. That's the irony.
Yeah,
right. And so after the seventh time, we're like, we got to throw a flag.
Yeah.
And we had to call him on it. And so now he's in the weeds. So nobody can be nice looking anymore, which is a real shame.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we took that card away from him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want him to bring it back. Just he's got to pick his spots.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer it now when that comes up and he knows he can't do it and backs himself in a corner. It's my favorite. Skip Dumalu said, we need a consumer's magnet. How do we get a consumer's magnet? Come to the show. Come see any of the three of us.
We got Greg's wrapping up.
We've got those magnets. What's that?
When Greg's wrapping up at the end of the show.
Yeah. Come find
see
me.
Tim.
Yeah. When Greg says, I played the flute in high school, then you know.
Yeah.
Find Convy.
Find Convy. Or go in the showroom and watch Greg flip out if somebody doesn't
hit that switch. It'll be a good.
That's worth the show itself.
A good finale. Yeah. Consumer and new consumers t-shirts, by the way. They're ready. I've yet to pick them up. So upcoming shows will have new consumers t-shirts and consumers magnets. Check those out. I'll tell you shows that we've got coming up in just a bit. But first, Brian Bates, any shows you'd like to tell Consumer Nation about?
Yeah. Does this, this comes out, you said next week?
Yes, sir.
This will come out. Yes.
So November 7th.
Yeah.
I'm going to Canada for the first time in my life.
Seriously?
Yep.
All right, huge. Buddy. Which coast? Where are you going?
So funny because I thought, Canada, I'll probably be flying to the North Pole. I didn't know anything about Canada. I was like, oh, wow. I fly to Detroit and drive south.
Oh, and drive south?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, yeah.
It's I mean, in my head, I'm like, oh, wow, I'll probably, see an Eskimos. And no, it's further south than we probably are right now. But that's at a church in Leamington, Ontario. And then November 12th, I'm at Mike Drop Comedy Club in Plato, Texas. I'm competing against Greg. Greg's an hour away in Tyler, Texas.
Oh, that same weekend.
Same night, November 12th.
No kidding.
Yep. I've already had people reach out and say, hey, I was going to come, but we're going to see Greg.
Oh, that's too bad.
Man. Yeah, so come see me. November 13th, I'm in Waco. November 14th and 15th at Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington. November 16th at Helium in Portland, Oregon.
Great.
Nice.
I will say this about Plano. If you're in that area, and Greg may not like this, but Greg will be back in Plano. We'll be in Plano in January at that same club. So if you're in that, is it Tyler? If you're in, which, big fan of Tyler, Texas. If you're in that area, sure, go to see Greg. But if you're in that Plano area, just come see us in January.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have magnets. Go see Bates is what I'm trying to say. All right, that's great. And your website, people can find you.
Yeah, BrianBatesComedy.com.
BrianBatesComedy.com. Follow Brian on all the things. Make sure you're listening to the Nate Land podcast.
Join the fan page, man, really.
And
that's what we're doing here.
I don't want to pile on Greg with him not here, but I was just looking at his tour schedule. New Year's Eve, he is yet to sell that show, and that's a little embarrassing. I mean, come on, dude.
I know. Kansas City, what's it going to take, Kansas City?
I don't know, but it's embarrassing for Greg that he cannot sell out a show on New Year's Eve. So anyway, go support Greg.
Yeah. He'll be okay out there, I think, but you're right.
Lots of shows coming up.
I hope people know that he's doing 13 shows.
That's what
they know.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
We've hit it quite
in case. Yes. Seem like I'm being mean for no reason.
But no, you're right. I mean, we'll start with that. Kansas City, those shows keep on selling out, but there are tickets available, as Brian has mentioned. So if you want to see Greg in Kansas City with the one and only Sean O'Brien,
I'll be there.
I think I'm going to do some of those shows as well. Get those Wonderful. Tickets now. Also, this week when this podcast comes out, will be Greg's St. Louis week. Westport Plaza, the Funny Bone. This is going to be a big one. This is going to be a special one. Multiple shows are already sold out. There are still tickets available, but you should get them. There's a kids show. I think it's on Sunday of this upcoming week. So Westport Plaza, Funny Bone, just get them. StLouisFunnyBone.com, GregWarrenComedy.com. Come to these St. Louis shows. I think Sean and I will be making appearances on different nights, so check those out. Greg is in Houston November 14th and 15th. Omaha at the Funny Bone. I'll be there as well November 21 to 22. Are you in Houston?
Houston, no dice.
Some other great opener in Houston, so check that out. And then Greg's got upcoming stuff. Bloomington, Indiana. Columbus, I'm on that. Cincy is with Sean.
Boom.
Cleveland is me. Kansas City, as we talked about. Chicago, those are selling out. You know, a lot of these markets that he's hit with Nate are getting crazy. So yeah. Cincy, buy those Cincy tickets. Chicago, buy those Chicago tickets. Yeah, get on it. Yeah, I'm on a bunch of those. Greg shows, all my shows, timconveystuff.com. My St. Louis weekend on sale now. It's not until February, but make some plans to join me for that. And then Punk Rock Christmas, all your favorite Christmas songs by me and the guys, doing rock and roll, punk, and ska versions December 13th at the Pageant right here in St. Louis. Again, all that info at timconveystuff.com. Brian, you were more than worth the money we spent.
All right.
Yeah,
buddy. Thanks, guys.
We
Thank
just
you.
Love you, man.
Thank you so
Thanks
much
for coming
Sean.
In.
Thank you, Taylor.
That was fun.
A great repeat
it.
Guest.
Thank you. Thank
we'll,
you.
We'll have you back. Sean, closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts. I would just happen to say, let's see if we can do this. Way to incolate Old Spice into the show.
Oh, is that incolate. Your word of the week? Incolate?
And I think I can use the context.
Spell that for Randy? Incolate?
I-N-C-U-L-A-T-E. Something about like to teach with. Repeated mm-hmm. instruction.
Inculate is to teach or impress an idea, belief, or value upon someone through persistent, repeated instruction.
I don't know. We're going to have to check it. The tape, guys.
That's the word of the week, folks.
But we got it in, and that's what counts.
It's inculate.
So, it's a good word.
I'm doing my job.
That's it for us. Brian Bates is the best. Can't wait to hang out on the cruise.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're the consumers.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks.
Go Bills.
Thanks for consuming.